Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Once again, we thank y'all for tuning in to the Watch with the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Hey, it is fall 2024. It's about to be out of here.
I was about to say, it's giving more winter right now.
Yeah, we ain't got there yet, but, you know, right now we're recording on December 1st. So it's Sagittarius season. So all the rest of you motherfuckers don't matter. It's Sag season. Now. Go run tell that.
I must agree.
It is Sag season.
I must agree. It's my time. It's the most wonderful time.
And if you want to celebrate Sag season, you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. We are not lying, y'all. We promise. Legacy greater than me will hit before the end of the year. Right in time for Christmas, so y'all can get somebody some real special, authentic, black-owned, black design, blickety, 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 black everything for Christmas.
That's right.
All right. So today, man, we can dive right on in. So what we're going to talk about is, are you paying with card or cash?
You know I ain't got no cash on me.
Okay, so just think about that. Before the pandemic, I have been the type of person, I have really, my mother talks about me like this for the last 30 years. Why you ain't never got no money on you? Once they created a debit card,
right?
Me having cash to burn a hole in my wallet or my pocket has been out the window. And I mean, I'm talking about since the late 90s.
Not
2000s. No, it's been over. And then, especially when COVID hit, the hand transaction, passing germs with money and coins and all that shit went out the window too.
It did.
And so now you are damn near basically in a cashless society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what these motherfuckers done slicked up and done. So Watch for the Hook is a business. We accept debit and credit cards.
Right, right.
On two different circumstances. You come to the site, www.watch4thehook.com. You can put in your card information and we get it through the back door.
Right, right.
All
right.
So if we're out doing a pop-up, we will have what will be like a POS
slash mobile
purchase processing unit, which was by Clover.
Point of sale.
Point of sale, which is by Clover at the time. So with anything in life, everything comes with what? Fee.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since 2020, since we started this business, we've paid Clover an average start out at $9.99
a month. Yeah,
without any swipes.
And round it up, $10.
$10 a month, and then regardless if you use it or not,
$10.
And then for every swipe, I think it was like 35, 46.
It was a percentage.
It was a percentage of whatever the cost, whatever the purchase was.
Mm-hmm.
And so that cost has varied. And now this is what? April of 2020. So fast forward that to now, what is November of 2024. So you're looking at about 48 months.
Mm-hmm.
Let's round up 48 months. That's 48 months minimum, $10 a month. You're paying that regardless if you're using it or not.
Right.
So this goes back to what we talk about when we talk about premiumization and making your business legit.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the price that small businesses pay to be able to accept forms of currency.
But that's just through Clover. Even when the money matriculates through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clover is POS outside, right?
Yeah.
Website is, I don't want to say POS, but it is essentially that page that link your POS. When you input your debit or credit card information, right? It matriculates through the system, right? There is no Clover fee at that point. However, comma, when it's time for the funds to be transferred over to us, there is a fee, right? There's a fee.
Yeah, there's a fee to then put the money in your bank.
Yes.
Then on top of that, the bank charges you put money in there. But right. We ain't going down the rabbit hole. Right now.
So either way, you're hit with a fee.
Yes.
Whether you're using a mobile system outside, you know, vending, or you're utilizing your linked system to your website, right?
Yes.
Now, the fact that you have the mobile system, you're going to get charged a fee regardless.
That is correct.
The fact that you have a bank account linked, you're going to get charged a fee regardless.
As long as that bank account open.
Right. So either way, that's two fees coming out monthly. Now, the path you take, whether you're outside paying for it, that's that mobile POS, Clover. There's another fee. That's the second fee. Or you're doing it through the website once the money matriculates through and it's, I'm going to say, downloaded to us, there's a fee. It's two fees. It's actually three fees per purchase, regardless. There's the bank account, there's the whichever route you took, and then there's the fact that Clover takes a monthly fee regardless.
Okay. So then steps in the final boss for y'all gamers. There was somebody else lurking in the background the whole time. We've been playing this game called Entrepreneurship, minding my black owned business, trying to be a small black business owner. So I'm going to shout out Pfizer for you fucktards because I can't stand them. So in the background, there is somebody that's above Clover. And so this past 2 or 3 months, about 6 months.
Yeah.
I have been noticing that there have been these indiscriminate charges coming out of our bank account.
Yes.
And it's attached to the Clover being used.
Yes.
So in 2020,
being in operation,
yes, that somebody's swiping a card.
Yeah.
So in 2024, Watch for the Hook has probably vended the less,
yes, the least amount ever
that we ever have. And so I was talking to my wife and showing her, like, there's these what I'm gonna call quote unquote nickel and dime charges coming out of our account. $2.6, $3.27, $25. I'm like, wait a minute. And I told her, I said, I'm going to keep an eye on this shit. And so it did it for a few months. And lo and behold, they struck hard one time. They took $150 out of our account, out of the business account.
Yeah.
And so that struck a nerve with me. One thing about us, we have emails and correspondence. Emails and things going out the wazoo. Like, I get so many emails and we track some emails. At no point in time were there ever any email traffic saying why these charges were coming out of our account. What were they for? And then Pfizer, I'm putting y'all on blast, had the nerve to go take $150 out of our business account.
Yeah, they just take money when they feel like it.
Just took it. And so I called them in November this year and voiced my concerns and was like, so why are you taking this money of our account?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're talking about, are you paying with cash or card? Because remember, this is attached to cards being slid for purchases of apparel from Watch for the Hook.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cards being slid.
Right. We haven't been out vending.
Yeah. And so the customer service representative tells me, well, this is our annual fee. I said, huh? I said, now, we've been in business since 2020. It's 2024. You all, Pfizer, have never charged $150 fee without, nobody really should charge you anything without warning. There should be an email correspondent.
Reminder.
Yeah, any of that. And I'm telling you, we've been in business for so long. We know when something's coming. 95% of the time.
Right. We're human. Things slip our mind. But this was an unknown because it had never happened, nor were we made aware that this was going to start taking place as something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So as I further go down a discussion with the customer representative, she says, well, this is, we've always done this. We've just suspended this because of COVID. I said, well, excuse me, ma'am. COVID started in 2020. I said, so your job suspended 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. She said, huh? I said, no, I'm asking you this because this is our fifth year in business.
Right.
And this is the first time with no correspondence, no acknowledgement, no forewarning that $150 is going to be deducted from our business account. She said, well, all I can say is we just suspended it due to COVID. I said, okay. Now I'm getting irritated.
Yeah.
Because basically what I'm saying is you're stealing money.
You're stealing.
And stay with us because we're going to go take you somewhere really, really good. Just hang on with it. So at that point, I asked the lady. I said, well, I'm sorry, but there is nothing in email traffic or email correspondence. I'm reading. I'm like, I ain't heard nothing from y'all. Well, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to waive this for the one time. I said, well, okay, thank you. So the lady then reverses the charge.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, reverses the charge to the business account. 2 days later, we get a letter in the mail for collection.
Right.
For not $150, but for $250.
Yeah.
Fiserv and their customer representative lied to me on the phone. And then not only sent it to collection, but then tacked on another $100 just for the you know what factor. I can tell y'all right now, Fiserv can kiss the blackest crack of my ass. I ain't paying that shit.
The blackest part of the crack.
I ain't giving you $250, nothing. Y'all can, ooh, Jesus, I almost said something. I almost pull a rap lyric out of my ass. But, you know, y'all can.
All right.
I'm trying to be cool, but I'm like, but this is the type of stuff that small businesses face.
Uh-huh.
And we're not the only ones that's getting it
nickel
like
and dime to death.
Even right now, we're going out to eat. I want to know.
This is where we're going, right here.
Yeah, this is where we're going. If y'all get a chance, I want y'all to just send an email to admin@watchforthehook.com. When y'all go to a local mom and pop or a small business.
Any damn restaurant. Look at your receipt.
Have you seen the increase with paying with a card?
Have you seen that breakdown of cash payment on the left or cash price on the left? Payment with card on the right. See that $3 to $5 difference in your total.
And what we're telling y'all is everything rolls down.
Mm-hmm.
So as a small business, you can't absorb that charge on us. Like what we're telling y'all is even when things have gone awry for us, we've had to either suck it up, pass the buck.
Yeah.
That's what any business does. Don't think about it. It's just us. Listen, big business is doing the same thing.
Yep.
These merchant services accounts, they're big businesses. You know what they're doing?
Passing it along.
Passing it along, and they're bleeding out small businesses. They're bleeding them out, and then small businesses have to make a hard decision to then pass along that bloodletting to their customers. Because, listen, when they're, at this point, itemizing, how much more per item they're going to charge you.
Yeah, per item. When I say per item.
Per dinner item.
Yeah, example. Not appetizers at a certain percentage, entrees, chicken at a certain percentage, entrees, you know, poultry at a certain percentage. No. The mozzarella sticks is at a different percent compared to the salsa, compared to whatever else, you know?
Yeah, it's to the point where you pay $5.25 cash for something, or you pay $5.75 with a card.
Yep.
Like, I ain't count nobody coin. But when you see that your bill, by the time you're done, is almost $5 difference than paying with cash or with a card, that is an atrocity.
It is, but this is another issue I have. So we've dealt with this a few different times, few different sides of the city, you know, different locations, different restaurants, right? Mm-hmm. Not nan and damn time was there a sign on the door posted anywhere letting me know you pay more if you pay with your card versus paying with cash, right? The only one instance I saw was on the menu where you can, you know, pick and choose your items. They had the cash versus credit breakdown. And it did not make sense at that point. But when I got the receipt, I saw what they were doing. Now, at this point in time, for this one particular restaurant, we've sat down. We've never seen this before. So it's kind of going over our head. Mm-hmm. We place our order. Now when I get the receipt, I'm like, oh, so this is what that was for. Nobody, you know, there is nothing, no preemptive type of warning. Like, hey, this is now transpiring. The last restaurant we were at, they didn't say a word. It wasn't a sign posted. Wasn't nothing mentioned or uttered. There were no changes on the menu. But when you got your receipt, then you saw the left versus right.
And we've been at that restaurant quite a few times.
Yeah. And this was the first time it was ever like that. I was like, oh, so now they're doing this.
And now we're putting two and two together.
Uh-huh.
This is
a thing.
Yeah, this is a thing. And the thing is, this is not going away.
Nope. And I'm seeing it within a certain, what's the word I want to use? No, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to keep that to myself. I was going to say within a certain food ethnicity.
I would just say, just in general, for mom and pops. Because most of the people that we eat at are, they're not franchises.
No, they're not. But it's also a certain food genre.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're mom and pops. Like, let's keep it a book. McDonald's ain't finna do that.
No, but also McDonald's isn't in this same food genre either that I'm talking about.
But I also get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're basically saying, well, let's keep it a book, fuck it. All right, so the Hispanics, the Latinos.
The Mexican food.
The Mexican food is where we're getting, we're seeing the biggest jump.
We're seeing this roll downhill.
And most of those spots aren't franchise. They're not big.
No.
They're local. They're mom.
They are. I mean, both spots was good.
Yeah, the food is great.
Never an issue, but it's like, okay, so we're starting to see this pick up steam
The trickle down.
Yeah, this area, this community, is it now going to bleed over into other areas, into other, you know, food types, genres, categories?
So what you're saying is, let's keep going. Is Walmart, Target, and if it start charging you for using your card?
No, I'm trying to see if the other mom and pops that maybe just serves straight up American food, you know, is the burger joint going to start doing a cash versus credit?
You talking about you looking at like a Burger King, McDonald's?
No, a mom and pop. Period.
Smaller. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. If the Mexican restaurants are doing this, are the Italian restaurants going to do this? Are the American bistros going to do this? That's what I'm trying to see.
It may be coming down the pipe.
We'll see.
Hey, listen, we on the forefront. We caught on the first.
Yeah.
We caught on the shot right now, December 1st. These motherfuckers going to start taxing y'all for using y'all card.
Taxation without representation.
Yeah, fuck that shit. These like folk being lying. I mean, it's true. They lied since the beginning of this country, but we ain't gonna go down that rabbit hole.
Right.
We going back down this.
We want you to look at your receipts.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
We want y'all to understand. Are you paying with cash or card? I see, listen, they groomed us into being a cashless society.
Sure did.
With COVID. Oh, no, don't. You ain't got to pay with no money. Everything's automated. Everything's debit card, all this good stuff. And now, small restaurants now have to pick up the charge.
Yep.
Because their merchant services have now seen an increase in business.
Mm-hmm. Probably
so. So see, this is capitalism. This is what you understand. Capitalism is watching a trend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And then understanding the trend. Because my wife works in trends all the time. And then figuring out how to benefit financially from that trend.
Mm-hmm.
The trend was COVID. The trend was They ain't passing out cash right now.
Right.
The trend was everybody was sliding their card multiple times in a day. How can I profit the most off of it?
Mm-hmm.
Up the charge.
Yeah.
Up the charge every time somebody slides that card through merchant services. And guess what happens after that? Shit rolls downhill. Now, the people who are running the businesses feel that pinch.
Yep.
That's a financial strain. So how do you alleviate the financial strain? You have to do one of two things. Increase your price, or you pass it down to your customer through fees and charges.
And let me tell you this. For someone, anyone, to take out enough time to itemize, whichever way they're itemizing, via type of meat, via drink versus soft drink versus tea versus cocktail, appetizer versus dessert. Whether you give a range of a number that you're looking for as far as a price, and that, like, anything between $3 and $4.99 is taxed at 0.0001, 0.0003, or if you're doing just downright thresholds. However way someone sits down and categorizes and determines how they're going to do these numbers to get this inflated dollar amount to cover the charges that they're seeing on the back end, we had to have struck a nerve somewhere, because that takes time. That takes energy. That takes effort to create categories or to itemize.
You basically saying we hit them hard enough where they had to put manpower to find out a solution.
It pissed them off enough where they had to figure out, how do I not lose any more money?
Financially, it was a strain.
Right.
And so they had to relieve the strain by then passing the buck down to the consumer.
And with the way it looks like it's being categorized and itemized, it almost seems like whoever created these points, they were trying to be super thoughtful on how they pass this increased dollar amount along to the consumer. Because they know an increased dollar amount affects your return and retention rate.
They made sure they want their customers to come back.
Yes, we're going to hit you with just a little bit, but we're going to spread it out so that it doesn't totally make you not come back. Because I guarantee you, if they itemized, they probably took a trend over, 6 months on what was purchased the most. What was the most expensive item purchased? What's the time of day is purchased? They could have put it on a weighted system.
Yeah. Basically, you just tell them, it's like, whatever happened, it was enough to make them have to take time out of their day, out their work
schedule, and create this.
And create something.
A scale.
That was not there last year.
No. Nobody needed.
Not last month. No. Maybe it wasn't there at the beginning of 2024.
Right.
So, by now, rolling in 2025.
Q4, 2024.
Their logic is different than it was beginning of this year.
You're right. That's essentially what they did. They created a logic. I create those all the time. And it takes some thinking.
Yes.
It takes some manipulation, some manpower. It takes a lot of effort.
Like, even for just like us. When you're looking at a profit loss margin, or just looking to make a profit, we're not looking to make 10,000% profit, which what we've seen some of the bigger retailers do.
Yeah, they can do that.
They can do that because they're going to run their machine 17 trillion times longer.
Right.
We're just looking at making 30% profit for Garmin.
30%.
Like, I mean,
that's only a couple bucks.
I mean,
sounds like a lot, but it's a couple bucks.
It's actually 30 cents to the dollar.
Right. That's true. That's
30 cents to the dollar.
Yeah.
Some people are making $17 to the dollar.
Yes.
Some people are making $25 to the
Absolutely.
Dollar.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to get y'all to understand the math. But, we just wanted to give y'all understanding about some things that we've noticed when you paying with cash or card. Coming into 2025 now, y'all might want to start paying attention.
Yeah.
Because some folk may cut up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You
added $5 to my goddamn bill.
You still want a tip?
Oh man.
I left that part out. Because I sure smooth. Let me just tack it. I smooth said you need to deduct the difference from the tip.
And the crazy thing is, I used to be a waiter, so she knows.
Deduct the difference from the tip. Take the amount of the tip you were going to do, right? Whatever percent you do, times that by that base number, right?
Yeah.
Take that. Deduct what you're going to have to pay since you're paying cash, right? That's the difference in the tip. Then go in and remove that amount. So now if you were going to leave a $10 tip and your bill was just increased by $5, now you're going to get a $5 tip because your company got $5.
Hey, when your company robs
the consumer robs you.
Catch y'all next time.